Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Back with you on South Florida High School Little Sports Show. Larry Bluestein, Trevor Harris on a Wednesday. We'll be back with you on Monday. A good two-hour show, and then the following week, I will be here for just an hour on a Wednesday. But what the heck, you know, we're here. We're giving you a lot of good information, a lot of things happening. I think that week of the Wednesday will be the week of the Hurricanes opener at Stanford. So we'll give you a little brief deal on that as well. Somebody who can't wait for that opening game, he's on top of University of Miami sports, not just football, but sports, and certainly has watched everything unfold over the last couple of years. Got to be really excited. You know, whereas a couple of years ago, we sit in the press box and Gio Milian and I look at each other and think, oh, boy, you know, let's turn this corner. Well, that corner was turned last year. Miami's now one of the best teams in the country. And to maintain that, obviously, they have come up with just three stellar recruiting classes, one on top of another, on top of another. And that's the one thing, that's how you build. And certainly when they open up against Stanford in a couple of weeks, they will be ready. Gio Milian is kind enough to join us. Gio, thanks so much for taking the time. Wow, this is an exciting time. Obviously, you have been through the ups and downs of the program. Certainly, anybody that deserves to have what's going on is you, because you've worked extremely hard and you've supported this team through the good and bad. And you've got to be awfully excited at what you see for 2026.
Absolutely excited about what this team could accomplish this year, Larry, and thank you as always for having me on. Teams look great throughout early portion of camp. I think this defense could be among the elite in the country this year.
Yeah, I mean, and that's losing two pretty darn good guys up front, a couple of really good secondary players, and that just shows where Miami's at, you know, with recruiting. And that's the one thing, too. Everybody uses the portal, and we know that. But Miami's ability over the last three recruiting cycles to come up with stellar classes along with the accompaniment of being able to bring some really talented upperclassmen in, you know, like a quarterback and a receiver coming from the same school. I've heard nothing but great things about both of them, you know, during the spring and the summer. Talk about that, because I think people kind of lose the fact that what Mario Cristobal was known for forever is his ability to recruit and go into a living room and to sell the kid and their parent on the fact that, hey, you know, we've got this, we've got that. And he's done that to the T here. Now he doesn't even have to sell it. It sells itself. Talk about that balance of being able, and every, like I said, everybody has the opportunity to use the portal, but Miami's really hit on all cylinders when it comes to recruiting.
Yes, you're actually right, Larry, and I'll tell you why. Miami's got proof of concept now, which gives them much more ammo on the recruiting trail. They got five stars committed in their upcoming class right now. That is the most they've ever had in the modern recruiting era. You got to go pre-Rivals when they debuted back in 2001, 2002 to find any type of rankings like that or any sort for Miami. But when it comes to what Cristobal's done in terms of the evaluations overall, I think he said it best. It's like the original natural order of college football when he's spoken about guys like Armando Blunt and Marquise Lightfoot, who are both expected to really step up in place of guys like Reuben Bain and Akeem Mesidor this year. Those guys have been developing. They've put in their time. They showed flashes late in the playoff last year. And then you add a game wrecker like Damon Wilson. I mean, this guy, they've had to take him out of certain portions of practice because that's how effective he's been.
Yeah, it sounds like what they had used to do with Warren Sapp. They used to have to take him out of practices because he was disruptive in what he did, and that's a great thing. And certainly with Miami, you know, losing offensive linemen, and obviously the kid Bell's doing great with Philadelphia. You know, Mauanoa, who we'll see down here with the Giants over the next couple of days, and certainly a lot of these players who have gone on and went to the NFL. And you have to realize that you had three first-round selections last year in the NFL draft, which is just crazy, you know, especially you look back a couple of years and, you know, Miami was hard-pressed to get kids drafted, and now it's coming second nature. What are you excited most about for this team? I mean, they've got an ability, you know, with Darian Mensah and a deep, deep running game and a really good wide receiving core to put up a lot of points. Do you trust in the fact that you have a head coach who was an offensive lineman? He's been an offensive line coach. And then you have arguably one of the top line coaches in Alex Mirabal, that they could rebuild what they had last year, because they certainly have the talent. It's just playing time and experience. Do you think that this is a program that is capable of putting 40 on the board every week?
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
I think that should be the expectation between the receivers you have within that room right now, between a Malachi Toney, Cooper Barkate, Dalen Upshaw, Joshua Moore, Vandrevious Jacobs, and a budding freshman in Samarion Wingo, who's shown flashes. Tight end room, Elijah Lofton, he's much lighter now. He's dropped the weight. He's healthy. He's moving better out there. But I think, like, especially to your question, what you say about the offensive line, I think what Miami fans should at least expect early on in the season is that maybe the pass protection might not be as good as the group from last year, but I think Darian Mensah complements this group with his ability to extend plays, to get out of the pocket. But I will say, though, the nice surprise, even though everyone's expecting Miami's offense to be explosive, I do think they could run at will on teams. I think this unit, this offensive line this year, can be better in the run game than the group was last year. And it starts with the two-star freshmen in Ben Congdon and Jackson Cantwell.
Right. Cantwell, the ninth wonder of the world. Just amazing. And, you know, I'm glad you brought him up too, Gio, because I watched him the entire spring game. And I'll tell you what, this guy, he's just so at home. And it's hard to believe he's 18 years old, 19 years old, because of the fact that, you know, just the way he plays, his size, his demeanor, his strength, one of the strongest guys on the team, along with Ben Congdon, who, you know, Ben, people don't understand. Yeah, he came from a small area, but he was a big time wrestler. And, you know, I mean, state rated wrestler, you know, I mean, I don't think he lost for 2 years. And he's a guy with a lot of confidence, a lot of athletic ability. I agree with you. And I think with Samson Okalolo and, you know, with Rodriguez with a lot of experience, and I think the emergence of Buchanan and some of the other, you know, guys up front, I think that they have the makings of something fairly special, and I agree with you. I think that they're going to be able to do some really good run blocking, especially with the depth that they have at running back.
Absolutely. Mark Fletcher coming back after that great run he had in the playoffs, setting the college football playoff record for rushing yards in the playoffs. And then Jordan Lyle, I know several people are talking about the off-field stuff right now, but look, he's had an incredible offseason. He's been healthy. However everything sorts out there, he's going to be a big impact guy for this team this year. And then a Gerard Pringle, who's dynamic, a dependable back in Shamar Brown, short yardage situations on third down. And even a surprise freshman that not many have been talking about until now, but Javian Mallory, he closed off that spring game really strong. He did really well in the scrimmage at Hard Rock last Friday. I wonder how they're going to handle that rotation, Larry, because they are deep.
Well, that's a good problem to have, Gio, because of the fact that, I mean, you look at Pringle and people don't realize he's gotten it done against ACC competition. In that three-game stretch, he did an exceptional job, and he shows that he has that speed to get outside. And obviously, yeah, I agree with you. I think from a running standpoint, this is a really good team. I think the receiving core, as you mentioned, I think somebody like Josh Moore is going to get a lot more reps this year. He's going to kind of reach that potential. You look at Vantrevious Jacobs, who had a chance to watch in high school, and then he went off to college. And then you got that combination of familiarity with Cooper Barkate and also his quarterback, Darian Mensah, who did a tremendous job last year. So I agree with you. I can't wait. Stanford games 2 weeks from Friday. Then we turn around real quickly, get Florida A&M on a Thursday, and certainly can't wait. Again, let everybody know how they can follow you. You do a great job, with everything that you do, whether it's your podcast or your writing. Let everybody know how they can follow you on social media as well.
Absolutely. Everyone can find me on X at Gio Million. You could also find our daily show. We got a whole network going on, Canesware TV on YouTube. Just look up Canesware. You'll find it. We got daily shows. We got a show going on right now, actually, that just started. Alex Donna will be on in about 5 minutes from Locked On Canes.
Okay, well, we'll catch it during the break. And again, thanks so much for taking the time. And we'll hook up with you soon, and we'll definitely see you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you, Larry. Anytime.
Good stuff. Gio Million, bringing it strong.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.